This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, in the 80s, I never had a crush on Tom Cruise. I thought he was a great actor. I thought his movies were good. I was really into MacGyver and Bruce Willis and Jean-Claude Van Damme. So I had total crushes on them. Dang. I thought Tom Cruise was good looking. I thought he was, you know, a good actor. And yeah, his movies are pretty good. I've come to really appreciate Tom Cruise and a lot of his, athleticism, a lot of his ability to become a star multiple generations. I mean, my kids are fans of Tom Cruise. It's very, very cool to, you know, be able to span multiple generations and have your kids fans of who you were fans of as a kid. So my kids love Bruce Willis. They love Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's go Rocky. You know, I mean, they think the actors are old, but they're still fans. So I think that's pretty cool because we could connect. So I really credit Tom Cruise with, you know, connecting and bridging a lot of us Gen Xers with our Gen Zs. And it's cool. Now, Tom Cruise, however, has not been without his controversy. And he has been known for, you know, having some temper tantrums. And so the other day, he apparently threw a temper tantrum on the set of Mission Impossible 7. I like the Mission Impossibles. I really do. We used to actually have that as a theme song. But anyway, so apparently he was on the set and he just went off on his crew because they weren't following COVID guidelines. Now, if you remember, in order for any Hollywood production to be back to work while everybody else is closed, they have to have a COVID czar, basically. They have to have somebody on the set at all times, making sure people are wearing masks, making sure there's social distancing, and all that. So I was a little surprised that Tom Cruise took that role also. But apparently, it displayed and reflected a lot more deeper insight as to what is going on in Hollywood. So I can't play the audio, it's full of a lot of expletives, but basically, allegedly, he saw two people not social distancing. I think there's more to that. But he goes, I'm on the phone with every blankin'. By the way, when I say blank, expect an F into the consonant F to precede that. I'm on the phone with every blanket studio at night, insurance companies, producers, and they're looking at us, using us to make these movies. And he said, you know, they're creating thousands of jobs. He also said that people are losing their blankin' homes because our industry is shut down. And when you hear the audio, he sounds like any of us. I mean, it's almost like he is reiterating what some of us non-rich, non-celebrity, non-Hollywood people have been feeling. And when you hear that the rich and that, you know, Hollywood that looks like they're all kind of exempt, you know, from all of this, are under the same amount of stress, it starts to make things real in a different light. Right? Another thing also that displayed was how people are going after each other. He is frustrated with COVID. He is frustrated with the system. And he lashes out at his crew. It wasn't a simple look. Can you guys maybe, guys, come on, you know, guys, gotta keep the social distancing, you gotta keep the masks. He just kept going off. You can hear, he just unleashed. And I told you about how, you know, many times, you know, people will unleash on somebody weaker because they can't lash out on the big oppressive body. We see this with siblings all the time. Somebody gets beat because their brothers and sisters were acting up, and the person that got beat can't take it out on who beat him, so they take it out on the brothers and sisters, the little guys. So we saw Tom Cruise basically, you know, admit that they're frustrated. They're, you know, this is overwhelming. And I know he's got plenty of money, and I'm not worried about if, you know, Tom Cruise is going to, you know, be able to feed his family. I'm sure his family's going to be feeding fine, but you saw the stress they were under. You could just see that he not only is putting on the stress of putting on this movie, but if he fails and somebody claims that his movie caused COVID, then, again, the industry can't move on. So, although I think the industry is going to be fine, but it's reflective of the stress and the strain that everybody has and how they're projecting it onto other people. Well, I hear that 5 crew members have quit. They're like, we're out of here. And I'm not surprised. Nobody should be spoken to like that. You know, I get that he was mad, you know, but he's putting it on them. When he was saying, you know, thousands of people are losing their effing jobs and all that, you know, he's almost doing what we're seeing the government officials do, blaming the little guy. The mom and pop store owner, the bakery owner, the coffee shop owner, the people on the set of a movie. All right? And I get it. Everybody has to do their part because one person could spread COVID to hundreds of people. I get that. But a lot of us, not only are we overwhelmed, not only are we exhausted, are we getting underpaid, we're out of a job, we're fighting infections and all that, we're also being taken on the guilt and the blame. I can't stand it when I see people on Facebook saying, people, you have to wear your mask. We're all wearing our mask. Okay, quit yelling at us. People, you have to social distance. You know, and it's we don't need any more mommies. We already have a big, nasty government entity that is spanking us and taking away our jobs and taking away our careers. So, you know, knowing that Hollywood, I'm not saying, you know, misery seeks company, but knowing that Hollywood isn't, you know, sitting there eating caviar and they're stressed as well and they're feeling it as well. And, you know, Hollywood has some big, Hollywood has some deep pockets. I mean, you would think that, you know, some of the, you know, public officials might kind of listen to them. If Hollywood wants to get back opening up, you know, maybe they could kind of lead the cause for all of us to, you know, reopen back up. But, you know, people quit and Tom Cruise threw a temper tantrum. So, yeah. It happens. 1-877-DOLLY.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. ClonoSeq is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. ClonoSeq can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if ClonoSeq MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit ClonoSeq.com. ClonoSeq is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of ClonoSeq, including sample types and test limitations, visit ClonoSeq.com/technical-summary.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Mary, did you know? All right, guys, so we are back in Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. I love that, Mary. Did you know that amazing song? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. 362-3254. Say, man, getting more moments, getting a lot more moments. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's putting up with me. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, a lot of updates. Apparently, today is supposed to be the day we find out if the FDA committee panel will recommend endorsing and approving the Moderna vaccine. The Moderna vaccine has very similar efficacy to Pfizer. If you remember, Pfizer originally had a 90% efficacy rate in terms of preventing COVID illness. Then Moderna came out saying, we're 94.5. And then Pfizer came out going, we're 95. Now we're 95%. So Moderna and Pfizer are neck and neck when it comes to efficacy of the shot. From what we understand, the FDA panel, the committee, wants to ensure that there were enough black black and Latino and a variety, a diversity of races being in the testing group for Moderna before approval, but we're anticipating it's going to be approved and deemed safe for distribution as early as next week. The Moderna vaccine is going to be a little bit easier to roll out than the Pfizer vaccine. Pfizer vaccine has to be anywhere between, I think it has to be below 90 to 100. Well, see, at first I heard it was supposed to be negative 70 degrees Fahrenheit. But we're hearing today that there were some quote-unquote hiccups. Alex Azar, Health and Human Services Secretary, had said that there were a couple hiccups with the COVID vaccine rollout, a slight negative excursion because the temperature had gone below the cold limit to minus 92. Now, does that mean that it went too cold? See, I was under the impression that some of the issues they had is they couldn't keep it cold enough. Now we're being told that it actually was too cold. So they took those trays out, shipped them back to Pfizer. Pfizer gave new trays to be given for the rollout. So I've been under the impression that it has to be at least negative 70 degrees Fahrenheit, but it can't be super cold, I guess, because then it has to thaw. So that's really, really cold. Moderna is like, look, you know, it doesn't have to be a super cold. It could be in the refrigerator for much longer. I believe the Pfizer vaccine could only be in the refrigerator for a few days. Moderna, it could be in a refrigerator for up to a month. So as they need to roll it out, or give people their second shot. You know, the first shot is one amazing feat. But then the second shot, it's nice to know that a basic refrigerator can manage it as opposed to having all these box of freezing. And yes, I invested a little bit into the thermofreeze industry because I anticipated with Pfizer, they were going to need a lot of thermofreeze and that sort of those sort of supplies to make this rollout happen. So we are very anticipatory of a Moderna vaccine making the rollout a heck of a lot easier. We're excited about that. One of you had asked about how are they, you know, keeping track of who needs to come back for a second shot. Everybody's been getting a card. And by the way, if you guys kind of want to watch some of this process and see some real, you know, cases of who's getting the shot and their experiences, we'd set up a Facebook page for this called COVID Vaccine Experiences Good, Bad, Neutral. No politics. I don't want to hear anybody talk about Biden or Trump on there. I don't want anybody to talk about the NHS, just how was the vaccine experience? And we're already having people post telling us what some of their experiences are, and I'm going to tell you about that. Even a pregnant woman got her vaccine in the UK. We can't really do that in America yet. It hasn't been indicated for that, but apparently somebody pregnant got hers in the UK. But you will see what the cards look like that the people are getting. They're index cards. And it basically reminds them when they need to come back. We're recommending people take a photo of that card, take a picture of it, because we all lose it. You know, I can't tell you how many coupons or whatever. I get cards from people and then I just lose them. So take a picture so it's in your phone. You know, maybe you could give yourself a reminder. Some hospitals and medical centers do have text reminders, do have reminder capabilities. For others that don't, it's like, look, you got to remember to come back on your date. So we're going to start seeing overlaps of those coming back for their second shot versus those coming back for their first. But it looks like the hospitals and their own sort of entities are going to be on it, and hospitals are on it. They're pretty good, especially healthcare workers. I mean, they're not as non-compliant as others. Once we get out of the healthcare realm and we're dealing with, you know, people coming back, you know, to the pharmacy for their second shot, then the no-show thing will be a little bit overwhelming. All right, so in Alaska, there was a nurse that received her COVID-19 vaccine, and it was a healthcare worker, and no prior allergies, and went into a severe anaphylactic reaction and did have to be hospitalized. Well, we're understanding she's fine, or the person's fine. I believe it's a female, and it was concerning to some because we had thought that those who might be allergic to the COVID-19 vaccine were ones who have had a history of a severe allergy. However, when the FDA said if anybody's had a severe allergy to anything, to maybe hold off getting the shot until we know more, the big question people had is, but how do I know I'm not going to have a big allergic reaction? You know, and we've discussed allergies. Like with me and bee stings, I've been stung by a bee once, so I was fine. But my second one could be anaphylaxis. We just don't know. So I have an EpiPen. So, you know, since we don't believe anybody's been exposed to, you know, this vaccine before because it's brand new, or possibly some of the adjuvants, although some of them might be very similar to others, we aren't anticipating a lot of allergic reactions. But we are anticipating some. Nothing is 100% safe. Now, we've been told by Pfizer, we've been told by Moderna, we've been being told that no way are these vaccines going to be rolled out without feeling confident that there are no serious adverse reactions. So when we do hear somebody go into anaphylaxis, it starts to make people a little nervous. However, you know, if we do vaccinate 360 million people and we have a handful of cases of anaphylaxis, that, and I hate to say it that way because I don't want any cases of anaphylaxis, but when you look at the numbers, it is well below government agency would consider to be too risky, because the average person has reactions to medications, reactions to all sorts of things. We had a person step out of the shower and he had a reaction to the cold. So, you know, anaphylaxis unfortunately happens. We don't want it to happen with the shot, but we are anticipating, unfortunately, there is going to be some side effects. But all we've heard is this one case, the person's doing well. So if you go to the Facebook page, it's called COVID Vaccine Experiences, Good, Bad, Neutral, and people are starting to post. They're posting a picture. They're posting what their card looks like. Some of them are saying that they've been sore. They'll feel a little sore. Soreness goes away. One person had talked about being tired and, you know, his workout was affected that day, but feeling back, you know, to normal. Another one felt like, another one had said that they felt like very similar to getting the flu shot. Another one had also talked about being achy. But so far we haven't had any serious posts put. By the way, for those of you guys that know Facebook, I am having a little issue where I want whoever posts to just be on there, and I have the settings for that. But for some reason, when you go, I don't know if Facebook's trying to, you know, filter it and keep some sort of, I'm not sure what's going on, but I almost have to reshare it to show everybody. But so far, every post we're sharing, unless somebody cusses on there or starts going after Trump or Biden, it stays on there. So our administrators are keeping an eye on it, but we're going to post whatever people say they got. That's, you know, we want to share people's experiences. So, you know, luckily, so far so good. So overall, I think we're going to be, you know, doing okay. So we'll keep you guys posted on the Moderna vaccine. We are concerned about what's happening with, is it Gale? It's Superstorm Gale that's hitting, back east. Supposed to be worse than Superstorm Sandy. They are concerned about vaccine rollout and what would happen in terms of trucks. Apparently there's a lot of limitations of transportation going on the next couple days. Hopefully that gets to resume over the weekend. And again, we want to hear from you guys. Many of you guys have already started to get the shot. So we want to hear from you guys. Go to the COVID Vaccine Experience, Good, Bad, Neutral. Also on Twitter, it's at COVIDVaccineX1. Apparently Twitter already just gave me that name. I'll take the name. COVID Vaccine X1. And you can also reach out to us at 1-877-DocDolly, 1-877-DOCDALI, or at drdahlia.com, because again, we want to know what people are feeling, and we want to know what the anticipation is. Finally, one of your questions was, are more of the side effects on the second shot versus the first? When you look at the side effect profile, side effects were reported, minimal ones, on both shots, but yes, we might be seeing more severe the second shot. So far, so good. Keeping our fingers crossed. 1-877-DOCTOR.
To wish me greeting once again. What will be singing that out of the night?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A major New Year's Day storm is impacting weather for over 70 million Americans today. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain stretching from the Central Plains to northern New England. Meanwhile, Alabama, Georgia, North and South Carolina all dealing with the possibility of severe thunderstorms. New variants of a COVID-19 strain are being found across the country, the latest being Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC News they are not considering changing the dosing requirements and variants for the vaccine due to the new strain.
Right now, we're not doing that. But in discussions that we've had about what the options are, certainly that has not been completely rejected. But that's not going to happen right now. You have to remember that when you're doing things like administering vaccinations, you want to do it based on the science.
USA Radio News. The state of Minnesota wants the George Floyd trial to be moved to June 7th to allow more time for coronavirus safety protocols to be put into place. The state says it's ready to start the trial on March 8th, but it wants to delay the trial for safety reasons. The attorney for one of the four officers charged in the case is objecting to the date change. When the pandemic first hit, 800 alcohol distilleries jumped into action to produce hand sanitizer to meet the rapid new demand. Now these distilleries, still hard hit from the pandemic, are facing $14,000 fines from the FDA. At issue here is a provision in the CARES Act that reformed regulation of non-prescription drugs. Under the revised law, distilleries that produce sanitizer have now been classified as over-the-counter drug monograph facilities. The CARES Act enacted user fees on these facilities to fund the FDA's regulatory activities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a little bit of breaking news here. A second healthcare worker in Alaska has apparently suffered an allergic reaction to the COVID-19 vaccine, Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. It's a male healthcare worker. Had eye puffiness, lightheadedness, scratchy throat. However, from what we understand, he did not have to be hospitalized. He was able to be given Benadryl and recovered within an hour. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. All right. Unemployment rate is up more people have been filing for unemployment benefits. This is a rarity during the holiday season. This is when hiring is up. Unfortunately, with COVID, it has completely transformed the whole retail landscape, restaurant landscape, and you know, people are hurting, and we've discussed this. But joining us to kind of talk about, you know, where we go from here is Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America. And she's, you know, talking about how owners are remaining resilient, those of us that can. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow, you guys have been busy. How's Bank of America holding up with everything going on?
Yeah, I would say this has been a year like no other. I will tell you that. And you know, as you stated in your introduction, we survey our business owners, and we just released our small business owner report for 2020. And this year, what we did find was that entrepreneurs remain resilient and flexible throughout this year. It has been a tough year, no doubt. But more than 4 in 5 small businesses remained open in some capacity throughout the shutdown. And they were either an essential business, that was about 38%, or they retooled their products and services entirely, and that was about a quarter of them. So much higher than I would have expected given everything that we hear.
Exactly, Sharon. You bring up something. I mean, I always like the glasses half full as opposed to the glasses half empty. And mind you, it's devastating. And those people out there that lost their jobs and careers, we feel for you. But it is remarkable that we didn't have more job loss there. You know, what put these businesses that were still able to stay afloat and hopefully can still remain to stay afloat, what put them in a better position than others?
Well, I think, you know, access to capital is crucial, and it remains crucial during the pandemic. And so we did find in our survey that more than 2 in 5 small business owners applied for at least one type of loan specifically to address the impact of coronavirus, with 1/3 applying for the Paycheck Protection Program loan, which was the stimulus plan, PPP, that came out this year. And at Bank of America, we helped facilitate this program. Mm-hmm. 345,000 small businesses helped throughout the country, $26 billion in capital that we distributed. And that will be forgiven once the business owner turns back in their proof that they've used it to help keep employees on payroll and maintain their operating expenses. So this was really a bridge, and it was critical. And that's what we do hear from our clients as we're having conversations.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Now, what's so fascinating about your report and study, and thank you for doing this, guys. We really appreciate it. 34% applied for the Paycheck Protection Program. 16% applied for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, which was, I believe, a $10,000 grant. Why that few? Is it that those are the people that were able to actually be awarded it, or did we really only have 16% apply for Economic Injury Disaster and only 34% chose to apply for the Paycheck Protection Program?
Well, I think, you know, when the stimulus plan first came out, you know, the reality is there's still money left in that PPP. So I do think that it's a matter of getting the word out, making sure that people understand that these funds were available. And as you know, we're watching now to see is there going to be another stimulus bill passed that's being debated now. So we may very well have a PPP-4. And so I do think it's important for business owners to work with a partner, to work with a bank, to understand, you know, what is available and what resources are out there. Because you're right. I mean, the EIDL that's also available. There was a grant. There's also an EIDL loan through the SBA. There are so many different ways through CDFIs. We have partnerships across the country, so I do think it's important for businesses to understand what's available and then match that to their business of how they want to move forward.
And it is getting the word out. I remember when I was talking to other business owners about, well, did you apply for the PPP? Some said they just couldn't, you know, get it. They were already too late. But others were, well, I can't keep my staff on until September 30th. I don't know what's going to happen by September 30th. So some of them, I think, were fearful that they couldn't meet the requirements. And so it is, you know, the education, and it is the, you know, and maybe some people were concerned about taking out the loan and not meeting the requirements. But You know, education and getting the word out, I think, is imperative. We're speaking to Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America. So how are people feeling? What is 2021 going to look like?
Well, I mean, right now it's a guarded business and economic outlook, which I would expect. I mean, we are still in the throes of some areas of the country being shut down. You know, we still have the virus out there. Although the vaccine is getting distributed, we've got a long ways to go to get it to a point where it's distributed widely enough that we are now feeling safe to get back out in the way that we might have before. So there's still, you know, issues. And to the point that you were making, right before we started talking, the entire outlook is different by geography, by industry. So, you know, yesterday I had conversations with clients who, they're growing because they're in a business that is, you know, we just talked about a quarter of businesses retooled to become digital and online. Well, right. If you're in that business and helping other business owners, you're hiring people now. So, you know, it just depends, and it depends on the area of the country, what we're seeing. So it's business by business, industry by industry, and that's how we think about it at Bank of America, and that's why we are so connected to local communities.
And you are, and it's interesting because, you know, in my community, it's really been, you know, we can't talk to the government, we can't talk to our legislatures, we go to our bank, you know, that we've probably spoken the most to our bank than anybody else throughout this process. You guys, by the way, you guys could do counseling. I mean, you guys could do motivational speaking. Your crew at Bank of America have been there. My guess is you guys have people crying, devastating. How do you guys hold up? Because, wow, you know, we healthcare workers are overwhelmed. It's got to be overwhelming for you all.
You know, it's we're an essential business, and so, you know, the financial centers have remained open throughout this pandemic, and, you know, we are pivoting too. I mean, as I think about just yesterday, I had, you know, client meetings. We had it was a round table, but it was virtual. You know, we're on the WebEx, so we can see each other. It's the next best thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, we are here for our clients and we're here for the communities. And, you know, it's really, really important that we are, there, because we are the number one lender to businesses before the crisis. We were the number one provider of PPP throughout this crisis. And we remain the number one lender to small businesses in the U.S. post-crisis. So, you know, mm-hmm. We are here to be a partner and to really help recovery, because when we do come through this, which there is a light, a light, I do believe that small business and entrepreneurship will return to becoming that backbone of the U.S. economy. And in our survey, 79% of business owners told us that too, which
Hallelujah.
Is pretty encouraging.
Hallelujah. Sharon, thank you for joining us. How can people find out more information about you and Bank of America?
You can go to bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness. And you can find this report there, as well as a wealth of information on tools for business. And so, or stop by a center, or, you know, call us.
Fantastic numbers. Yeah.
So all those ways.
Yeah, we got to save small business out there. Thank you for all your work on that front. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
All right, my baby's gone. All right, guys, we'll be back. We're here, back of the Dr. Dolly Show. Singing off key as usual because I love Christmas music. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I do not want Christmas gone. I want people celebrating Christmas. You know, Hanukkah kind of, you know, is okay this year. Thanksgiving, eh. You know, but we'll talk about what Dr. Fauci is urging. Really quickly here, we have some breaking news. There has been a second allergic reaction reported in Alaska of a male healthcare worker this time around receiving the COVID-19, the Pfizer COVID vaccine. From what we understand, his was a little different, did not require hospitalization as of yet. Again, this is breaking news. From what we understand, he started to get a scratchy throat, started to go into a reaction. They were able to give him Benadryl, a very common antihistamine, and that appears to have controlled his symptoms. So we're going to keep you guys posted on this, but this is being reported from the Alaska Department of Health. A woman had gotten an allergic reaction yesterday, had to have been hospitalized. With this one, I believe he was given Benadryl, responded, recovered within an hour, and I believe they're watching him and hopefully discharging him. So we'll keep you guys posted. Again, this is breaking news, so we still don't have the full report on what happened, if he had any prior allergies, but this is now the second case reported within Alaska. I haven't heard of any cases out of California, out of Florida, out of New York, out of Pennsylvania, but again, we're honest here, and I want you guys to know about everything. I feel the COVID vaccine is safe, but if there are going to be any adverse events, I want you guys knowing about it. So, when this obviously broke, you know, listeners want to know what is in the Pfizer vaccine. Exactly. Okay, you know, everybody kind of gets this whole mRNA, right? And they get that there's like a phospholipid or like a lipid, you know, outer coating so that it doesn't, you know, disintegrate. But, you know, in order for this, you know, genetic material to be protected, it has to be kind of in an envelope. It kind of has to be protected. So the ingredients in the Pfizer biotech vaccine are the mRNA, the lipids, all right, most specifically 4-hydroxybutyl azanidyl bis, hexanol 6,1-diol bis 2-hexyl I need glasses. I can't even read or pronounce this. Polyethylene glycol 2000N and ditetra diacetamide. I did good in organic chemistry. I just don't know how to pronounce the stuff too good. 1-1,2 diester oil, SN, glycerol 3, phosphocholine, and cholesterol. And then your potassium chloride, monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride, which is salt, dibasic sodium phosphate, dihydrate, and some sucrose. Yep. Sucrose is sweet. Sugar. Alright, so don't start, nobody start having a big, you know, panic attack. In order for a vaccine to be, you do need substrates. A lot of what is in the Pfizer biotech, they say, is very similar to what we see in other shots. But the big question everybody has is, how do I know if I'm going to get an allergic reaction or not? As we discussed earlier, the numbers are in your favor, obviously. You know, we've been rolling out, we've given probably thousands of the vaccines. And with the thousands of the vaccines, thus far in America, we've only heard of these two anaphylactic reactions. Just like in the UK, we've only heard of the two. Could you be allergic to diethyl acerol SN glycerol 3-phosphocholine? Maybe. But my guess is you probably got that in something else. And I don't know, you know, what you guys take in terms of supplements or in terms of injections and things like that. But, you know, I think a lot of these components have been tested in the human body before. That doesn't necessarily mean you might not react in the future. So how I approach vaccine reactions and vaccine allergies is I always pray. I told you guys, you know, when my kids got vaccinated, I'm pro-vaccine, but I pray. And I pray that they don't have a reaction and they don't, you know. The number of adverse events we have thus far seen, you know, with these has been very minimal compared to what we're expecting. However, there is no way this rollout is going to be 100% perfect. So, that hurts. It's not going to be 100% perfect. Unfortunately, there are going to be these rare events. Now, we want to know why these people reacted. See, in the UK, when we had two people that reacted and had anaphylactic reactions, we were told, they had EpiPens on them because they already reacted. Those were, you know, these were people that already had severe anaphylactic reactions. And many of those people aren't really going to be enrolled in a lot of these trials because nobody wants to enroll somebody that's had a severe allergic reaction and they have an allergic reaction. So it would be kind of nice to know which groups of people are completely out of the question. But in what happened with the UK and what happened with, you know, Alaska, now that starts to give us a little bit more kind of insight. Can somebody who's had no history of allergies get an allergy? Well, the answer to anything with that, whether it's a pharmaceutical, whether it's a new product, you could become allergic to anything at any time. You know, saying if you've never had an allergy, you're never going to get one, doesn't always work. I told you guys, I was stung by a bee years ago. I had no reaction to that bee sting. But what about the second time? What about the third time? So I'm allergic to the antibiotic sulfa. I never was. I was always able to take sulfa and Bactrim. And then I had surgery and there was an infection that was starting. So the doctor goes, I want to give you sulfa. And my instinct kind of kicked in and I was like, I don't know, my mom's allergic to it. I feel bad. I don't feel like I should do it. You know, pick another one. And the doctor was, you know, no, you're going to get it. I'm the doctor. You're not the doctor now. I'm the doctor. I'm telling you, he was kind of a jerk. So I took it, and I had a horrible reaction to it. And I mean, it was bad. I was getting petechiae, where I was getting little blood, you know, blisters underneath my legs. I remember my urine was almost black. I don't know what the heck was going on. And I can't, you know, conceptualize what the allergy was and how it manifested, but all I know is I was achy, it was bad. And then I tried to take it again, just in case that was a fluke, and I started to ache. And so for me now, I can't go anywhere near sulfa. In fact, my reaction to sulfa scares the hell out of me, that I want to make sure that that doesn't disqualify me, or don't believe a sulfa allergy at this point. At this time, a sulfa allergy does not disqualify you, but was my reaction severe enough to disqualify me from the Pfizer vaccine? So, you know, what I would recommend you all do is your medical provider is on, they should be on it. Your medical provider, and I hope you guys have one. I know a lot of you guys got rid of your PCPs when the pandemic hit or when Obamacare came, you know, flourished and all that. For those of you guys that haven't had a regular doctor this whole time and have just been going to urgent care or just doing telemedicine, can you get yourselves a regular doctor? And what you need to know is make sure that regular doctor is being well read and that doctor is being up on all the updates and all the alerts. And talk to them about if they feel you have a contraindication to getting the shot. I don't believe what happened in Alaska thus far is going to translate to the whole general population. But once we figure out and we try to guess who could possibly be more at risk of a reaction, then the FDA is going to recommend, guys, hold off with this one. Now, Moderna is supposed to get approved in the next few minutes. Moderna, you know, they're going to have a much more scrutinous eye in terms of side effects, but we won't know until the general population is out there. You know, I mean, these phase 3 clinical trials, these stage 3 clinical trials, phase 3 where, you know, we tested on thousands upon thousands of people, is supposed to hopefully represent what would happen in a real life setting. But, you know, every now and then there's going to be somebody that reacts, and it could be to the basic sodium phosphate dihydrate. I mean, I doubt it's to the sucrose because most of us get sucrose. Or it could be to the, I don't know, polyethylene glycol. So for those of you that have ever had a reaction to a vaccine, you're going to probably be in the group that the FDA is going to want to hold off. But if you've never had an allergy at all and you're a little nervous, just talk to your medical provider. But for now, we aren't hearing any change in recommendations. The FDA is still saying move forward. 1-877 Dr. Allen, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.